Mauro Misfit. Yo, 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 what is going on, everyone? This is your boy, Los Carlos, here with the Motor Misfit Podcast. Truly appreciate you guys stopping by, checking out the podcast, and checking out this brand new episode. We are kicking off a season because I know I've taken an hiatus. Yes, a hiatus, a break, whatever you want to call it. We stopped doing some episodes because, you know, life hits you. But we are back and we are kicking off this new season with none other than the SEMA Show. Yep, SEMA Show 2022 is now. We are here live and direct, and I'm actually talking to you guys from a little corner in a room that's quiet away from everything until people come in. So if you hear stuff in the background, that's what happened. That's my word and I'm sticking to it. So today's episode, as our kickoff, we are not going to have a guest. We are going to talk a little bit about the SEMA Show and recap it a little bit. It is the third day. Tomorrow is the last day, Friday. So I'm coming at you from the third day, which is Thursday, here at the show. And it was overall a really good show, guys. Unfortunately, I did miss some things coming in because I got here a little bit late, so I missed the inaugural meeting, and I missed a few things here and there, but I definitely got to experience SEMA how everybody talks about it. And yes, believe the hype, guys. This is the show to get to if you're in the automotive industry. The education, the connections, the things that you will see here is unimaginable. And I have to give it up to SEMA. So SEMA, the organization, the association, is an amazing, amazing powerhouse. They know how to put on a great event. Now, this was paired up with another event right before it. I believe that event was last week, but that was geared more towards like actual education and companies that, you know, wanted to learn some new things and do training. So SEMA actually kicked off, like I said, on Tuesday, November 1st. On that very first day, they had a whole bunch of celebrities. They had a whole bunch of things that were going on. But yesterday, Wednesday, the second day, they had the same thing. Thursday, today, the third day, they had some other things. And then I'm sure they're going to have some things tomorrow on Friday. Now, what are these things that they had going on? Well, first off, let me give you a little bit of background. So this was, from what I heard, the biggest SEMA show in a while, right? Everybody knows COVID happened and this and that. Not many people were coming out. Even last year's show didn't have as many attendees, I heard. But it came back strong this year. A few Uber drivers did tell me that they did hear that over 70 or close to 79,000 people came. That is just crazy, guys. 79,000 people. That's unheard of, right? But I could definitely see it. I didn't know what to expect when I was being told that SEMA took over 4 conference buildings, but you definitely get the gist when you are here. It is just, like I said, unfathomable. Now, what they did do is that they basically took over everything. They took over the conference rooms, the parking lots, the little areas, the hallways. Everything is basically taken up. Now, it's all taken off, not with like BS, not with stuff that shouldn't be here, but definitely with things that as a attendee, you want to see, even if you're an exhibitor or a buyer or a member of the press. These are things that you want to see. Now, what are some of these things? Well, there's hundreds of car shows throughout every fair. I feel that they put a car show in every nook and cranny, and they did a great job in kind of separating or actually bringing all the cars together. They didn't put too many cars from the same type of, I want to say, genre or demographic. They're basically imports aren't just with the imports. There's muscle cars, there's classic cars, there's exotic cars all together. EVs, they came up big, but there's amazing cars here. Now, there's also amazing products. I can't tell you how many booths I stopped by at, and all in just a little bit of small talk, I gained so much knowledge about this particular company and what they're doing and what they're bringing to the table. And I have to tell you, some of these things are just amazing, right? Now, that goes hand in hand, not just these people, but it brings me to the segue of talking about the SEMA Launchpad. Now, if you don't know the SEMA Launchpad, it is basically a chance that they give up and coming new companies that have a product in the automotive business and they want to showcase it, right? It starts off with a couple of companies, a pretty big list, and they narrow it down to the top 15. And those top 15 are able to showcase their product here at SEMA, tell you what it's about. Now, some of these things, right, are just out of this world. And it's like, how did this never get thought of before, right? How did this not show up already? So some things that really caught my eye is a trunk trolley. It's basically, that's what it's called. It's trunk trolley, and it's a trolley basically for the back of the bed of your pickup truck. Easy for you to put stuff in and move it to the back of the bed without you having to get in, reach, or anything like that. It just makes everything much simpler. There was a quick lift engine stand where you don't need a crane to lift up an engine. It actually hooks up to the engine at the bottom and you're able to lift it. It looks great. There was a armadillo truck enclosure, right? Armadillo Designs, which is a camper style enclosure for the back of your trunk bed of your truck, and that looks amazing. We have something called Glue Fit, I believe, where it's just a patch for the sidewall of your tire. Now they had it on tires that were like pretty big tires, like your off-road tires, but I'm pretty sure that they work on regular SUVs or pickup truck tires as well. They had RevMatch, a company called RevMatch, where it's a software for your phone. It's an app that lets you track all the things that you do or how you modify your particular car. Lets you keep track of that and lets you put all the information there to see what you've done to it. And it also lets you make a list of what you want to do with it. And apparently, it's not yet available, but they're going to have a search engine on there so that you can go and look for the parts that you want that will fit your car. I'm telling you guys, this is all amazing. I can't talk enough about it. One thing that really also blew my mind is there was a company, this is still all in the launch pad, that they made an inflating system for your truck tire, your truck or your SUV tire. More for the off-road section, right? But it's something that you hook on to the back of your wheel. It's a spacer, kind of, and you attach it to your TPMS sensor or whatever the tire inflator. You attach it to that, and it automatically inflates the tire when it senses that it's low. I'm telling you guys, I am telling you. Another company is basically a company that lets you turn any vehicle into an EV vehicle. It's called Hypercraft, and they developed a whole EV system for you to just drop in to your car. Telling you, these are great ideas, great companies, and I surely see that these people are going to go places. Now, along with that, they're going to head off, right? I believe it's tonight at a banquet that they're having where they're gonna say who actually won the launch pad. That person that won obviously gets all the showcase and the highlights, the recognition and award, but they also get some money to help them out with their business. So it's kind of like Shark Tank a little bit, but just for the automotive business, right? Then they also had the Battle of the Builds. So these cars are just out of this world, guys. The intricacy, the detail, what they did to all of these cars was just hands down amazing, right? You look at each and every of one of these cars, and every little nook and cranny, little corner, little section is particularly done to the best of your abilities. Some cars they had was a Scion FRS that they basically made into a track car. They had a 911, 91 911 that they turned into a Baja style 911. They had an R32 Skyline that they just totally did for the track. So these are the type of vehicles that you're gonna see here. These are just amazing vehicles, and those were the top 40, or the top 100, then the top 40, then the top, I believe, 15, or 12 came here, and then it goes down today at 3:30. They're gonna talk about who are the top four, and then, obviously they're gonna name somebody the Battle of the Build winner, right? So it's these types of shows or types of different things at this event that make this event such a good event, and you get to experience all of that, right? Now, they did have celebrities. I took pictures with Aaron Kaufman, with Bill Goldberg, the wrestler, Richard Petty, Chip Foose. They have Dave Kindig. They had Daniel Suarez from NASCAR, and a whole lot more. Kevin Hart was even here for a little while. Racer X, a popular YouTuber, was here as well. And it is just like something that, you get to experience this, and it's all at this show, and you're just like dumbfounded by how good this really is. Now, they did have celebrities showing off their cars as well, right? They had Kevin Hart's car at the Magnaflow booth. He has an amazing car collection, but there were also some other celebrities also showing off their cars. Hoonigan did a big thing where they brought Ken Block in only for a little while. Unfortunately, I didn't get to take a picture with him or get his autograph, but they brought him and they were taking pictures right in front of the Hoonigan Mustang. So that was very cool, right? So these are all great things and great experiences that you'll able to have. I actually had my son on the phone with through FaceTime with Bill Goldberg because he loves Goldberg, right? That was one of my favorite wrestlers growing up, but my son really likes Bill Goldberg as well as a wrestler. So that was really cool. So thank you, Bill. Thank you, Goldberg, for doing that for my son. But also, Hoonigan did like a smoke show, donut show outside. So all you see every once in a while, every couple of hours, is a whole bunch of smoke because they just are burning tires out there, right? So two companies that just came out of the woodwork and just you, I mean, you're walking through the arena or you're walking through the conference area, and you cannot bypass these two sections, right? Before I name those two, I have to say VW, I also did see what they did. VW, showed off 20 years of the Golf R. They had an R32 there, And then they also had a new 20-year celebration of the Golf R. Now, they did show that off. Also, this amazing blue. I don't know what blue it is, but it just looked crisp, simple, meticulously detailed, and crisp. That's all I can say. But the big displays were Dodge and Toyota. They ran this show. Dodge did some amazing things. They had their seven, well, actually their six special edition cars here. The Swinger, the Shakedown, the Super B, the King Daytona, the Challenger Convertible, and the Black Ghost. They had those. Plus, they had some other cars there, some more folk track focused cars and trucks. They displayed the Hornet. They also displayed this carbon fiber old school Challenger. They had some experiences where you can track race. A simulation, obviously, track race a demon and you're racing against somebody. But the big star of the show, I will say, and I know how people feel about EV, is that Banshee. Yes, they had the Banshee on display, basically rotating around, and they were showing off this car. The car does look amazing, and I'm on everybody else's boat. With not really falling into the whole EV thing, but you cannot take away how amazingly good this car looked. It basically looks like a brand new Challenger. It looks like the next Challenger. That's really basically what it looks like. Now, I'm not really feeling the logo of the Banshee. It kind of reminds me of a Daredevil, not really a Banshee, but it does look amazing in person. Right, I didn't hear the engine sound. I did hear that they turned it on eventually, but I wasn't there for that. But either way, that the car looks nice, it definitely looks nice. Toyota came out with a whole bunch of cars. They had an off-road section where they displayed the Tacoma, the Tundra, the 4Runner, and the Sequoia, all of that, and they all look great. They also showcase they're more performance vehicles. So they had Supras, they had the GR86, the GR Supra, they had a few different offerings, obviously, not that you can buy because they're circuit and rally cars of the GR Corolla, right? So they also like displayed a two 10-second twins, is what they called it, of a GR Supra that, or two GR Supras, one black, one red. That are 10 second twins. That's what they called it because both of those cars did 10 seconds at the track. So they definitely came out with some amazing things. They had the performance for the performance people, they had the off-road for the off-road people, but on top of that, it's not done. They also had a section for Lexus, and Lexus came up with displaying an electric supercar that they are working on. That thing looked amazing. Think of a newer BMW i8. That's the best way to explain it because it kind of had that BMW i8 profile, but looked a whole like if it got a revamp or a model update, let's say. But it looked amazing. But even Lexus brought out some things. They brought out a IS600 that they use for the track. It had a roll cage and everything, carbon fiber everywhere. They had a few of their trucks. They had the GX 460, I believe, or 470, the LX 400 or 470, I don't know exactly, but it's the LX model, was done up with red interior, big wheels. It kind of looked like it had a TRD Pro, but what they called it is the, well, I don't know exactly what they called it, but this was like their off-road package. Big wheels, carbon fiber everywhere, looked amazing and crisp, guys. I'm telling you, Toyota and Dodge did it up this year. Now, I did hear some people saying that I guess where Toyota was this year, that used to be Ford, and they always used to display. But hey, I guess Ford is waiting maybe till next year till they were able to bring out the 2024 Mustang. That's my guess because I really didn't see Ford here. Now, lastly, but not least for sure, they had something called SEMA Electrified. Yes, and it's exactly how the name says. It is their electric portion of SEMA only done for the EVs, right? Yes, they had Teslas, but they had other cars as well. They displayed a Karma GS6, so it's the new Fisker Karma, and they displayed it here, or they have it here. I mean, you could already buy those, right? They're like 100K, but you can definitely buy those. But they displayed one here, and it looked amazing, guys. Definitely brought it back to that Fisker Karma, experience, right? Now, they also were giving classes on anybody that wanted to know or get trained on becoming an engineer for this EV section. So very intricate as well, right? And also, there were tons of companies that showed off cars. I took a picture of a Boss 302 that got stripped and basically replenished with a power plant of electric, right? An electric power plant. They turned this Mustang EV, but that wasn't the only car that they did that to. It's just the one that I was very much interested in. It is just amazing what they're able to do with these electric vehicles and the electric power plant that they put in this, and these kits that they're coming out with right now. It's just like great, guys. It's just makes it easier for anybody to actually sit there and do an electric car, right? An electric muscle car, an electric supercar, whatever have you, an electric buggy. Whatever you want to electrify, you can definitely do it with one of these kits. Now, lastly, SEMA did very good with putting on little classes, I guess is the best way to put it. It was seminars, little seminars. Some of them that I attended were a digital marketing seminar, women in the car business, or a car industry seminar, a how to keep customers happy seminar. So all these educational seminars to help those in the automotive industry that own businesses, right? So these are all great seminars that you could actually take and sign up for here. And there's also other things like the NHRA breakfast, which unfortunately I missed. The first day they had a breakfast in the morning as well, right when they kicked it off. And then tonight they're having a banquet where they're gonna be picking the winners for the launch pad, the Battle of the Build, and also giving out awards to those exhibitors or companies that deserve an award, right? So, in recap, SEMA 2022 was amazing. This was just a such a great show. I can't even express how good it is, and I hope to be here again next year for the SEMA 2023, and I will be recapping it for you guys as well. Stay tuned because I will be hitting up some of these people that I talk to and getting some more guests on for the show, right? So that will be coming on, and I truly appreciate everybody that has supported the channel, has or the podcast, that has asked about when a new episode is coming. It's truly people like you that help me do this, right? Now, another way that you guys could also help is by liking, subscribing, downloading, and leaving a comment for this podcast, wherever you listen to a podcast, whether it's Apple, Spotify, whatever, please do me those favors because that will get the podcast out to other people that might not know it yet, but they will know it if you keep doing that. So, SEMA 2022, definitely a monster of an event. I just don't have words for it. All I can say is that it was an amazing event. And I just can't wait for next year's event. because this was just an amazing, amazing show. Well, guys, that is it for now. This is a pretty short episode and probably a forecast of what's going to happen in the future, but stay tuned for that because we're going to definitely lower down episodes to about 30 minutes, no more than 40 for sure. But stay tuned for those. I will be back. We will have more episodes here. This is your boy Los, and this is Motor Misfit, and keep driving those cool cars. Check out MotorMisfit.com. Check out the YouTube channel, Motor Misfit. And till the next time, I'll catch you on the flip side. Motor Misfit.